Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Annette, publishing pusher here. It is another week, another episode, another great conversation chat, as we like to say. We're making this as easy breezy as we possibly can. I am excited today to introduce to you all this beautiful lady that I met on a social platform, and we've been popping in and connecting for quite a bit of time now. And her name is Dr. Tiffany Quinn. I never even knew her name was Tiffany until this podcast. I just knew her as Dr. Quinn. And when I would see Dr. Quinn, I always started the show, The Medicine Woman. Was one of my favorite shows back in the day. So she may not be doing medicine out there on the farmland and that kind of thing, but she's going to do medicine from the Lord, okay? So I guarantee you it's going to flow that way. But I just want to introduce her, Dr. Tiffany Quinn. How are you, Dr. Tiffany?
I am blessed. I am super excited, and I thank you for hosting this platform tonight.
Yes, we're going to have a good time. We're going to keep it easy, free flow. I didn't prepare any questions. So we are just talking, having a chat like two people would be doing to get to know each other. So I'm excited for you to be on the show. And I love for people to get to know the people that are coming to the platform. So I want to give you the space because I want to make it about you and not about me. So I want to give you the platform for you to tell us who you are, where you're from, a little bit about your background, what you're doing, how you got to this point. We're going to talk about your book, but we're going to talk about you first. So over to you, Dr. Quinn.
Ooh, it's complicated. I went to college to be an accountant. So actually, social work is my third career. I've always been entrepreneurial in spirit. It just seems like it's kind of a theme that runs in my family. We pretty much can sell whatever we're going to sell. So I've been a Avon woman, a Tupperware lady, and all of those other things. My dissertation focus was written about trauma and bridging the gaps between faith and mental health. So I am committed to like breaking down stigma that centers mental health, because at one point or another, everyone is going to experience or have experienced a mental health challenge. So it is also like going to a doctor. You know, you go to a doctor, they have a routine assessment, and they ask you various questions, and then they have a diagnosis. So social workers use what's called the DSM-5, which is like the social work Bible of all disorders. If you are experiencing a trauma, sometimes your brain gets out of order, which is called a disorder. It's disordered. So It's out of order. So when your mind is out of order, sometimes it's difficult to tap into prayer, tap into God. So something, you know, it's natural then spiritual is natural. So you have to get your brain and your mind right. Just like a 3-year-old child is not going to think like a 21-year-old, a 21-year-old is not going to think like a 40-year-old. It has to develop. So we have to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. In order to let this mind be in you, you got to know the word so that it can be in you. Then you got to be able to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, and then hearing by the word of God. So I certainly believe in prayer, I certainly believe in small changes, transformative power of the Holy Ghost. I use it in a natural terms. I talk about the butterfly emerging from the cocoon so people can relate to it, because I believe small changes can make a big impact. You can change one little thing and it can change the whole trajectory of the circumstances. So I certainly believe that. So in our textbooks, social works textbooks, they say go by your gut. But when you say it in church, you say, I have discernment, or I'm going to go by the leading of the Spirit. So in order to get people to be able to tap into prayer and faith and everything that we need for our spiritual life, we got to get them to get this natural, this flesh under subjection first, so they can be subjected to the word.
That's good. That's rich. And I'm sure those listening are thinking, I didn't know this where we were going. Remember I said we don't have a set flow. Why? Because the people that come on here may have depth of insight that I believe is going to benefit somebody who's listening in. So all of us, as Dr. Quinn said, at some time in our life, we are at a point where we are in need of some social help, some help from these workers to help us to reprogram and refocus our thought process. So what I want to do now, Dr. Quinn, is transition this into your book, Self-Care, 365 Days of Self-Care and Gratitude. I would assume that this would be an excellent tool to give to these people who are going through these particular things, because I think that by us speaking positive things, it helps to put us in a bit better state of mind. What say you about your book in conjunction with what you are doing?
You nailed it. It will put you in a better state of mind, because now your brain is producing the dopamine, the things that are in the psychotropic medications. Your brain is now producing it naturally. Taking that time to be grounded, be centered. But the Bible tells us to pray and meditate day and night. But we are so busy, our lives are so busy, we're not taking that time. So the self-care journal, 365 days of self-care and gratitude, is a time that you dedicate to yourself, taking care of your natural man, which will allow you to take care of your spiritual man. Now you're becoming well-rounded. Now you are empowered and you're ready. Our whole goal is to get ready. Like, you know, the old church used to say, this is just the dressing room. This is a dress rehearsal, per se. And so we have to be able to get through these challenging times. Life is challenging. As the young people say, life be laughing.
So much going on in this life, I tell you. Your journey, the journal, is one of the things you said. What you said, your journal was designed to help people on their journey of self-discovery, self-love, and personal growth. Why do you think these three things are so important?
Well, these things are so important because they're part of your development. We have stages of development that our human body goes through. And if we are going to be well-rounded, if we're going to walk in our healing, we have to heal every day, because we experience trauma every day. So that's where I came up with the 365 days. You have to do the inner work. So doing that work every day, if it's nothing but 10, 15 minutes of positive affirmations, or just listening to your heartbeat, really the simple things, the more simple, lifestyle is where you want to go. You want to continue to use pencil and paper. Actually, when you are writing, they have done brain scans and it shows that you are grounded. Your brain is regulating when you're writing. Yeah.
And well, you know, writing is so important, y'all. Listen to this. Listen to this. She said writing. So that's good for our brain because it helps us to process. Go ahead, Dr. Quinn.
Also, when you write something that's happy or you reflect and have a good memory, again, it produces all those happy fluids and it helps to shift your mindset from being so sad where your brain is not producing serotonin, dopamine, and all the things that it needs. You can do that naturally. So another one of my journals is The Write. It's THEWRITE, to heal. So you have the right to heal because God promised it to us. Healing is the children's bread, it's ours. And then you can write by releasing stress. You can write by taking that time to do that moment of giving yourself that attention and that self-care. So yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I like that, the right to heal. You have the right to heal. So if we have the right to heal, what keeps us from that?
Well, I'm going to say not setting clear goals. So one of the things that I do is and it also aligns with social work. The first thing that we do is we set clear goals. After we write our clear goals, then we write the objectives. What steps do it take to get there? And then sometimes you even have to break them down because you may need outside support or someone else to help you because we're not an island. We need people. People need people. And there's tribes for everybody. And maintaining a positive attitude is just key. And we're uniquely and wonderfully made. There's no right or wrong way. It just may be different, but it's your own unique way.
I was thinking about maybe about a year ago, I used to offer this room called writing to heal, writing to heal, something like that. I used to run this room on Clubhouse and I would have people just come in and I give them a writing prompt and I'd play soaking music and they would have 15 minutes to write.
Oh my goodness, you got to get back to doing that.
And then I would give people the opportunity to share what they wrote if they wanted to. And I remember there would be people that would come in because sometimes people don't know what they need, but they're like, oh, I'm here. So let me sit here and check it out. So I would have people that would come in, but they would never come up, you know, but they'd be in the room. And eventually some would come up but they wouldn't read their story. You know, they wouldn't read what they wrote, which was fine. And then eventually a few of them would say, you know, I think today I'm gonna share this. You know, it reminded me of AA meetings, right? I was thinking like that. I think today I'm gonna share. And then they share this, what they wrote. And it was like, so, whoa, you wrote all of this in 15 minutes, you know? But it is amazing when we put our mind at rest, what we can accomplish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So from your perspective, you talked about the right to heal. Is that just a book? Is that a workshop or anything that you do as well? It sounds like it should be a workshop.
Well, I do. When I do grief and loss groups, and they'll order the journals for the participants.
Nice.
And I do some guided prompts because there's prompts inside the book. So I actually have 6 journals on Amazon. And this self-care journey, it came from when I lost my mom. She made her transition. And then 18 months later, my son made his transition. And I didn't want to get out the bed. And I knew if it passed 2 weeks, because I'm, you know, I'm knowing what's happening, I'm like, wow, I got to get up from here. I got to start writing down what I need to do every day. And then it just reminded me how I used to write all the time. And if, I don't know if this happened to other people, but in church a long time ago, we would write the sermons down or the topic. So we, you know, all of those things, the church had a lot of like tools to help spiritually and naturally. And back then, and they say we live long now, they say we have long life now, but they seem like they're really living long back then.
I can remember, I still have some of my journals from back in 1984, 82, in my file cabinet, you know, just to go back and see with my unskilled self what I was writing.
Well, I'm not going to be unskilled. I'm going to say that you provided emotional support.
Oh, I received that.
And you provided guidance to those who you were serving.
Yes, but yes, I still, if I go and listen to somebody, I still take out my pen and I got my pad and I'm writing down because I don't want to be distracted. I want to stay focused and I know I'm easily distracted. So I got to keep my focus straight ahead and get my notes done. I think the 2 books that you mentioned, Self-Care, 365 Days of Self-Care and Gratitude, and the other one, The Right to Heal, I think those would be some invaluable tools for people who are seeking ways to help themselves reach some daily goals in reading and building. And I think I read you said something, it's like a first step that they can take to get started on this process. Why? Because when we're going through things, we feel depleted, we feel frustrated, we feel anger sometimes, we just feel broken sometimes. And so sometimes it's just the littlest thing. And so when I think about your books, I think like these little things that you put together can be so powerful when it's before the mind that is so in need of it.
Absolutely. So again, remember that butterfly. Once that butterfly was a caterpillar and it was crawling around, it wasn't getting much attention. People didn't really want it around. You know, you see a caterpillar, people are, you know, shoo it out the way, you know, didn't really want to be bothered with the caterpillar. But the caterpillar would go into a cocoon and then come out a beautiful emerging monarch butterfly. And now everyone's looking at it. They want to catch it. They want to see it. But there was those small changes that caterpillar went through that made a huge impact. And then they're going to say, if a butterfly flaps their wings in another country, the vibration can be felt other places. Mm. So those small changes, writing down your goals and your objectives, can help you put one foot in front of the other. Because you'll pretty much know, okay, well, I'm lacking in this area, so I'm going to write this down so I can build this up. And then it'll serve as a reminder as your, you know, for your daily gratitude or your daily affirmation.
You know, I commend you. I commend anybody that has the heart to deal with the mental situations that are going on in people's lives. It takes a very strong, spirited person to be able to deal with that and not take those things on themselves. I didn't like when you were talking about, you know, that your mom passed and that your son passed. But what I did like was that you recognized that you were in a grieving process, but you also recognized you couldn't stay there. Not in that state of mind, you couldn't stay there. Not that the grieving process was going to end, but that you couldn't grieve to that level because it would keep you, put you and push you into a dark space.
That's correct. There's 5, and some people say 7 stages to grief. And sometimes they're out of order. Sometimes they'll cycle back. And grief can get a grip on you and cause you to have a chronic mental health issue that could cause you to have medication to function that could impair your life. So reaching out to a mental health professional is, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. Even talking to a friend, talking to a pastor, talking to someone that you can trust that can help move you forward is one of the best things you can do.
I love that, you know, that you had the opportunity. I think back to your research. You were talking about your research and the 100 pastors that you spoke with, and to see what was going on within their walls. I just want to ask you this. What was the receptivity of what you were saying in respect to how you got, you know, how the answers were coming forward? Was it what you expected, or wasn't it a different dynamic?
No, it was very different. So the pastors were in Chicago, Michigan, and Ohio.
Okay.
And it ignited a conversation that led them to say, I've actually dealt with some people and didn't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. And all I could do was pray. But now that I hear you talking, I'm going to find out who the social workers are in my church. And we're going to start. So some churches started mental health groups. I helped some churches start trauma-informed Sunday school. So they saw a need for it. And then when the pandemic hit, I got a lot of calls. And then some pastors were just transparent and say, look, I'm not trained in this area. This is not my area. So you take care of that part. And then after they get that taken care of, then I'll take them and we can go the rest of the way. So they knew that they needed the mental health services in order for them to live an empowering, fulfilled life. So yeah, they were received well.
That's good. I really am intrigued by the research that you did. You can tell I've been asking you a lot of questions about it. But we're at the end of our time together. I want to thank Dr. Quinn. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing the depth of your wisdom and knowledge with us. And I want to also say to those listening, get a copy or two. Don't just get one, get a couple of them and have them to share with other people. You're going to know someone who's going through something, feeling a bit sad. This will be great tools for them. So I'm going to ask Dr. Quinn to share some final words with you, as well as tell you, you said they can get all the books on Amazon. So y'all did hear that. But if you have any other information that you want to share with them, please do.
So if you type in the search box on Amazon, Journals by Dr. Tiffany Quinn, they'll all come up. But you can also reach out to me at infotjqconsulting.com if you want to collaborate or would like for me to speak at one of your events or podcasts, just let me know. But I just want to thank you. It is always a joy connecting with fellow professionals, change makers like yourself. This, I don't take it lightly because you're the pathway. You're just like, you know, Jesus had a forerunner. So you're the forerunner for all of us, opening those doors and helping make those ways. And then on the other end, those are the people that are being connected. So thank you for making these changes to make an impact together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Quinn. I appreciate you. And thank you for wearing that beautiful pink on here and representing. I tell you, it has just been a blessing and my honor to connect and have this chat with you on tonight. Thank you so much. And do continue to be, I'll say this as I'd like to end. You are blessed to be a blessing. And also, remember, you are the visible manifestation of His invisible presence. So shine everywhere you go. All right, everybody. We will catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's a done deal.
All righty. I guess we can go to bed now.
It won't be so too
are
long.
Are you still walking? Because weren't you walking for a while?
Yeah, my I had plantar fasciitis.
Oh.
My foot. So it threw me off my game about 6 weeks or so ago. But my foot is better. I wound up having to, it wouldn't give up. I wound up having to get an injection. Mm-hmm. And it took a couple of weeks, but it has really got almost back to normal. But what it did in the interim is it, because I wasn't walking normal, it threw my hip and my sciatica out of line. So I'm now battling with getting this back aligned. But okay. I did walk yesterday. I did get 3 miles in.
Whoa, yay.
So my normal walk was 3 to 5 miles. My doctor just said this week that I should be, you know, start getting back out and doing that. And if I feel like too much pain, don't go out there, do something else. So this morning it was raining. It rained all day till about 4 or 5, something like that. So I turned on I have one of those old iPods and I still got a docking station. I got like 700 gospel songs on it. Christian gospel songs that, you know, from way back when that I was just getting through the years. So I just put that on the dock, turn the music on. So I danced for 45 minutes this morning, just on the hymns and songs and worship. And yeah.
Wow. That's a good idea. So that's a practice. Even the things that we do. So in the mindfulness world, they call it a practice, but the Bible tells us how we are supposed to do and how we are supposed to live. All those things you're doing is all aligned with the Bible.
And the devil be trying to mess me up. I said, devil, now you know, my leg acting up a little bit, but you are not going to stop me. You cannot stop it or block it. Okay, you just messing up. You just throwing a little mess up in the air, but you're not going to get no glory over here. You're not going to get done. Not going to happen. So I am still on my mission and yeah.
Yeah, because I walked with you a few times over the summer.
Yeah, I mean, probably just summer. I probably didn't even miss a day during the summer because even when I would go to Virginia, even though I was there to do stuff, I would tell everybody, don't try to reach me till after 12.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to be on my same morning routine where I could go out. I would stay with my aunt most of the time and she sleeps late because she used to work 3 to 11. For years and years and years. So even after she retired, her body has never gotten back to that. So normally she doesn't go to bed till about 12 or 1. So she doesn't get up till 10, 11 or 12. And she thinks she's oversleeping. And I was like, no, you're just getting the rest that you need based on the time that you went to bed. You're not oversleeping. You're getting what you need. So at her house, it's pretty quiet.
Neuroscience I was talking about. how you wire your brain. And over time, that's what your brain knows.
Mm-hmm. So she said, oh, I slept too long. I said, auntie, you did not sleep too long. You did not sleep too long. If you didn't go to bed till 2 and it's 11, you didn't. You only got, what, 9 hours of sleep?
And she retired. So what's the problem?
I think she feels like the day is gone. You know, the day is gone. But her husband, he gets up. He goes to bed at 6 at night.
Well, you know, I can't say anything because I will go to bed at 7.
I say every night. But he's disabled.
Okay.
So by the time he finished taking his medication, he gone.
Ooh, okay.
And then he sleeps from 6. 7 is pushing it. And then he sleeps till about 3 or 4 in the morning. Then he get up. He moving around while everybody else sleep.
Oh, wow.
So they got 2 different schedules.
Oh, she must be my sister because that's what me and my husband does. He's watching TV now and I'm getting ready to go to bed. But I'll be up at 6. He usually will wake up with me and then I go to work. So he had to retire during the pandemic. So he's retired now.
Nice.
And I'm still working.
Well, I'm working too. I just work at home.
See, that's a blessing. Woo!
My husband be like, I think sometimes he'd be upset that he got to leave.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here. I said, I'm not sitting here playing with my feet. Okay. I literally am back here in my office. I might stop. I really don't stop until about 3 in the day. And then I get something to eat. And then I'm finished for my eating for the night because I like to eat early. I'm done.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My husband just asked me before I came in. He said, he was getting me to fix something. He said, you want some? He said, never mind.
Wow. So I'm very new to all of the publishing and the writing. I started in 2019 with Talisha Berry. I don't know if you know her out of California. She used to live here in Michigan.
Okay. So
he wrote a couple of anthologies, Go Girl, Get Up and Win.
Okay.
And it became a bestseller. Then we did it again, Go Girl, Get Up and Win Every Day. And then I started a social work network on Facebook. And so there's 700 social workers in it. And they all are just doing some just amazing things. So nice. Decided to do the anthology. I met a social worker from Florida. Her story is amazing. So it's the trials and the triumphs of social work. Then I met another young lady. She ended up going to Japan from Michigan because of the licensure. It's a whole thing going on with the profession and all becoming clinicians and clinical practice. It's all designed to distract us and keep us off focus. But you just got to know what your calling is and be clear. My calling is to help women declutter their thoughts and ideas and move forward, period.
And that's it. You just got to know what you are called to do and then do that. Get that done. Give me your, what's your phone number? I want to save it.
Okay.
810.
Uh-oh, you froze
it.
810-449-8982.
I'm here. 449-8982.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And so what's going to happen is the week that your podcast airs, it airs on Thursday mornings, every Thursday morning. You'll receive a flyer the Monday of that week.
Oh, okay.
So you'll receive a flyer and a link. And then you can post that on wherever you want to or send it to people so that they will know. They'll see your picture on the flyer, cover the copy of your cover your book on the flyer. And then on Thursday morning, it goes live. And then they can catch it Thursday morning and anytime after that. So you'll be on Spotify. Well, I'm doing it through Spotify, and it's connected to a lot of different systems. And then I'm also was asked to do it on Positive Power XXL Christian Network.
Oh, okay.
Which is with Jerry Royce, and that's got an even broader reach. So the podcast, so basically your podcast will air 1 week on a Thursday, and 3 weeks later, it will air as a new podcast on a new session, on a new show on a Monday. So as I get the flyers, I'll send them out. I'll send them to you. And then the video, we will have a video podcast. It's just not, I haven't finished my site yet, but it's going to be on YouTube. So you'll be able to go and send people to see all of the video podcasts that are done. So I like to see people. And so I figured if I'm going to interview people, seeing people, even though the podcast itself is audio, I can still use the video audio on another platform to get it out.
Wow. Okay.
So it just gives you more places to see yourself. And then once I put them on the site, I'll let everybody know that it's on the YouTube channel. You can go there. You can pull links down, you know, send links and whatever. Send people to it. Yes.
I certainly will. Now, do they need to write reviews? What do they need to do, the listening audience?
The only thing the listening audience will do is there will be a they'll be able to comment on the show.
Oh, okay.
And if they have questions, they'll be able to leave questions. So if I get questions on somebody's episode, then I'll just, you know, copy them out and send it to the person, you know. So, you know, this person asked for information or something like that. But pretty much, it's really going to be a tool for you to plug it in different places.
Okay.
And you'll be able to send a link through to people through their email. You'll be able to send it through their text if you want to. Through Messenger or whatever platforms you're on, you'll be able to take the links and put them on all of those platforms. And so basically, it just gives you one more tool.
Well, thank you so much.
Even though you talked about two of your books today, you really talked a lot about social work today.
Okay.
So you got another piece for what? Social work.
All right.
You just happened to do it on the publishing show.
You're coaching me. Thank you.
So whenever you get the opportunity to do a podcast, you want to take advantage of it, even if it's a new podcast. It does not matter, because it doesn't matter the numbers on the podcast. It matters that you can use it as a marketing tool.
Okay, gotcha. I wrote that down.
And so if you want to be on another podcast, you can write down this email address.
Okay.
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Royce, R-O-Y-C-E, live, L-I-V-E, Jerry Royce Live at gmail.com. Send him an email and tell him that I referred you to be on some other podcasts with him. And then he's going to give you the opportunity to get on at least one or two podcasts so that you can talk about your book.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome. I'm just blessed to see your lovely face. I mean, I see them little teeny circles on Clubhouse, but you know.
Yeah.
To be able to see your face. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. And just have a beautiful rest on tonight, Dr. Tiffany Quinn.
All right, Dr. Wes.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Here we go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Vinette's Chat Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.